Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Creating your way is challenging because there's a blueprint that you have to create for yourself. There's a development that you have to grow through, and when you are creating a way, you are learning the way that can be possible. You are learning your way. You are learning a skill that can not only help you create a way, but it'll help you identify the way that you are creating, the growth that you are developing in, and the benefits that come from creating your way. But see, to create your way, you said you have to have a starting point. You have to have a direction that you would like to go. And as you are pursuing a particular goal, you have to create a way because you have to find a way to be consistent. In order to be consistent, you have to create a way from nothing. And when you create a way from nothing, not only are you creating a way, you're learning more about your direction. You see, your direction is so important because your direction is something that you are on. Your path is something that you are pursuing. Your goals is something that's in your heart. But see, when you create a way, not only are you creating a way, you're making a way. In order to make a way, you have to start to create. You see, this video is so important. This podcast episode was so special because when you start to create a way, you start to make a difference that you would have never thought you would have made. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we're speaking about personal development, marketing strategy, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about personal development because in order to create a way, you have to be willing to develop personally. In order to create a way, you have to be willing to start from nothing. In order to create a way, you have to be willing to start. If this is your first time here, make sure you like the video and subscribe to this channel, because today we're not only talking about creating a way, but we're speaking about the importance behind it. And if a point connects with you, if it resonates with you, let me know in the comments what your take is so far. And I would love to engage with you and love communicate with you. I would love to answer questions. So let me go ahead and write this on the board, and we're going to get this podcast episode started. Create a way. That's today's topic. Create a way. Create a way. And one thing that I've learned while going along this journey is that it's going to be hard to create a way. It's going to be challenging to find a way. It's going to be difficult to make a way when you're starting from nothing. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps training and we was doing this field training. What the field training is, it's a training that we had to do because we was in a particular space or a particular area. Oh, no, no, a particular program, not a particular space, but we was on a program. So we had to go do this training, right? And so during this training, they're teaching us how to use the walkie-talkies. They're teaching us how to speak on the radio. And I wasn't as efficient, and I barely even understood it, but there was a way to speak and communicate on this radio. And so you can't say, hey, I'm at this location, I'm at this place right now. They gave us a blueprint, and it said that I'm here but I'm here, and you're supposed to name all everyone that surrounds you, like the terrain. Like, you're supposed to give a description of it, right? And so the way that they told us to do it, I had trouble with doing it that way because I wasn't familiar with it. And so he said, yeah, all you have to do is just follow the blueprint, follow the map, follow this way. Because if you do it this way, you will sound better on the radio. And so as I'm trying to communicate and trying to do what the instructor said, it was so troubling for me because I didn't know how to understand the way. I didn't understand the way to do things, and it taught me that many times in life, you're not going to understand what you are doing, but you are doing something so you can learn how to understand it. So when you are creating your way, when you are creating a way, you're learning a way. That's the first point I want to hit on, is that you have to learn a way. First point that you want that I want to hit on is that you have to learn a way. You have to learn a way. You see, before I even joined the Marine Corps training or the Marines, I was afraid to go because I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And so before I even went, I'm telling all my coworkers, because at the time I worked at Walmart. And as I'm working at Walmart, I'm just going around telling everybody, like I'm about to join the Marine Corps. I'm about to go and try something and become something of myself. I'm going to try and leave. And so as I'm going around telling everyone, and then I'm trying to learn from people who have served in like the Army, Navy, Air Force, and different branches of things of that nature. So I'm going around asking for guidance. Like, what do I need to expect? This is something new. This is something that I'm not familiar with. This is something scary. What do I need to expect? See, as I'm going around telling people that I'm about to join the Marine Corps, I'm about to leave my hometown, I'm about to go try something new. As I was learning their way and what they've been through and what they experienced, I learned that my experience was going to be completely different from theirs because of the time difference, because of the age difference, and the way that I was creating for myself. And so during that time, I'm really just trying to figure out, like, is this a good idea? Is this a good idea for me to even go and pursue being in the Marines? Is this a great idea? You see, when I was going around telling people where I was going, the first thing that they said was, you gotta be crazy. You gotta be crazy to want to be a Marine, because you're gonna come out even crazier. So I'm like, that don't even make sense. Yes, the Marines is the Marines, but the Marines, they have standards. And so when I was going to people and they were just saying, you're gonna come back crazy, I'm like, what does that even mean? Because I'm thinking I'm creating a new way for myself. And even though people couldn't necessarily see the way that I was creating, it looked crazy. You see, when you are learning your way, the way that you are creating is going to look crazy because it don't make sense to everybody. It don't make sense to nobody, but it makes sense to you. You see, when I was pursuing a particular goal, it made sense to me to pursue it. And as I was going around asking for guidance, for help, and direction, I got told, you gonna be crazy. You see, your dreams gonna make you crazy. And when they make you crazy, you're finding, rather you're learning a way. The reason why that's so important, because you, in order to become something different, in order to become a better version of yourself, in order to explore something new, you have to step into it so you can learn more about it. Because as you are learning more about it, not only are you identifying the path that you would like to go, the way that you are creating is the way that's coming from you. I remember my first time getting on the plane, I was super excited because I didn't really know what to expect. I'm super excited. They said, yeah, you just going to sit in 68E or E something. They gave me the row. I don't know if it's that many rows on the plane. But they gave me the row and they say, go sit down. And as I went, and I was leaving my hometown, which is Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm leaving my hometown and I'm looking out the window. And since I'm on the plane for the first time, I'm like, this is pretty cool. See, the way that I was creating is that I had to get on the plane to see something different. So as we are on the plane, the flight attendants come and say, hey, when the mask come off, when the mask come down, make sure you secure the mask first on you. And then help everyone that surrounds you. So as I'm on this mask and they're giving a safety brief, or they're giving a brief for the flight, I'm looking outside the window. I said, I wonder what it's going to be like as soon as we take off. I wonder what it's going to be like as soon as we find a way. I wonder what it's going to be like as soon as we pursue this path. You see, the guy that flies the plane, he came onto the radio and he says, the pilot came onto the plane and he says, hey, we about to get ready to take off. Make sure your seatbelt is on. Make sure it's buckled. Make sure you're ready. And so I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I got my seatbelt on. I'm looking out the window. As I'm looking out the window, I don't know what to expect. And as I'm looking out the window, I'm trying to figure out what to expect and how this is going to be. I'm looking out the window trying to look for something. So then I see the plane move. I see the plane back up. So then I see the plane go forward. So then I see the plane make a little slow turn because he's getting on the ramp because he's about to go on his way. So as the plane is getting on the ramp and he's getting on the long strip thing, he's getting on it. He's on it. Then all of a sudden we come to a stop. You see, when you're learning a way many times in life, you have to come to a stop. And so as the pilot who's flying this plane, as he's coming to a stop, my heart is beating. My heart is beating in unfamiliar beats. Like my heart was beat dropping when my heart couldn't even drop a beat. And so as I'm waiting for the plane to take off, I don't know how to anticipate the takeoff. And so he's come on the radio again. He said, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to take off. And make sure your seatbelts is buckled because we're about to leave. As soon as he got off the radio, as soon as he put it down, he started the engine again. And see, the plane was no longer at a standstill. It started to move. But see, when it was moving faster than I thought. And as I'm looking out the window, I said, this is marvelous. This is good. This is amazing. As I'm looking out the window and the plane is going fast and the plane just starts to take off. And as the plane is taking off, I'm learning a way to take off for myself. You see, not only was the plane taking off, it had to build momentum on the long ramp. As it's building momentum and it's building speed, when it's time to take off, it has the momentum. You see, many times in life, you have to build your momentum in order to take off like you think you can. In order to take off in a way that you don't even expect. In order to take off in a way where you have to take off because of the momentum that you've built. You see, creating a way comes from direction. Creating a way comes from the path. Creating a way comes from a decision that you have to make. You see, in order to make the decision, you have to be willing to look crazy. In order to make the decision for yourself, you have to appear crazy. Because many times in life, your goal, your thoughts, your dreams is going to be completely different than the next person. The reason why I say this is because many times, people in life, some people in life won't understand your dreams, won't understand your path, won't understand your goals. And it's not up to them to understand your goals. What it is up to is up to you to understand your goals. Let me know in the comments, let me know in the comments right quick for a moment. How are you going to learn a way for yourself? Let me know in the comments on how you getting this so far, and the part just speaks to you. I'm gonna look at the comments right quick, then I'm gonna come back. Make sure you also hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button because we're talking deep on how to develop personally. See, one thing that I learned while being on this journey is that your dream, your path, and your goals come from something that you see, come from something within, comes from you. The reason why that's so important, because many times in life, people won't get it. People won't see your goals because your goals is so confusing. I had to learn how to create a way. First, I had to learn a way. In order to for me to learn a way, I have to be willing to be open to new information. You see, going to school is new information. Going to the Marine Corps is new information. Getting out the Marine Corps is new information. Moving back to my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas, is new information. You see, the reason why it's new information because I'm a new person. I'm a different person than I was before I even left. You constantly change. You constantly improve. And to create your way, you have to learn the way that you are in now. You have to learn the direction that you are on now. You have to identify your path. Your path is so unique. Your path is so special. Many times in life, we don't understand how special our path actually is. You see, creating a way is so challenging because how do you know you're doing the right thing for yourself? I was afraid to believe that I can leave my hometown. And when I recognized it was a thought, it was a process, it was work that had to be done. Because if I didn't do the work, I wouldn't have left my hometown. You see, the many blessings come when you get out your head. Because when you're in your head, you can't learn the way because the way that you are learning is only in your mind. It's only in your perspective. It's only in your thought process. You see, I've learned that in order to create a way, you have to be willing to make a way. Because when you're making a way, you're digging your well. You're digging. You're digging for treasure. I saw this movie, and it was called the... What was it called? It was called Think and Grow Rich. It was called Think and Grow Rich. And in the movie, it showed one of the individuals that was digging a hole. And he got so far where he found one piece of treasure, one piece of gold. And he got excited. He said, okay, there's this one piece of gold. And now I'm going to go get others so they can help me get more gold. And so they've been digging for a while. They've been digging for a long time. They've been digging for a long amount of time. And eventually, the guy that was digging the hole and that found the first piece of gold, they got tired because they didn't see no results. And just because they didn't see no results, they stopped digging. And so the person who found the gold, the person who came in contact with the gold, the person who identified the gold, he said, yeah, I don't think we're going to find more gold. I think this was the only gold that we had. You see, he went to go sell the space and spells and sell the whole, like every all the work that they put into this one particular thing. He said it's not even worth it because we're not seeing things. We're not seeing no results because we only got one piece of gold to show for. And so he went to go to a buyer with someone who's interested in buying this thing. And he sell him the hold and the location. He says, good luck trying to find the gold. The person who started digging on the gold, he gave up too soon. You see, when he sold the gold, the guy who purchased the hold went to someone who was like an architect guy who understand like the environment. He said, at this time, the earth is going to shift 3 inches. It's going to shift 3 inches, and when it shifts 3 inches, you'll be able to find more gold. You see, the guy who bought this property or this hole, he understood that he had to go to an expert so he can help them find a way in this path. And so when this day arrived and the earth shifted 3 inches, they found more gold. But the person who started looking for the gold was not the one who found the gold, because the one who found the gold didn't have to really do that much. You see, many times in life, as we are going along our path, as we are going along our journey, as we are going along our direction, we give up so soon. We give up so quickly. We give up before we even see results, because we don't see any results. And see, when you don't see no results, now you get discouraged. When you are trying to create a way for yourself, now you lose motivation. When you don't see anything come from your efforts, now you get sad. And you stop doing what you need to do because the path is your path, but it's going to take time. See, the point of this story is that it's going to take time for your way to be created. You just have to be on your path long enough. And many times in life, we throw in the towel before we even see any results. Because the results that we are looking for, the results that we are waiting for, the results that has yet to come, it's taking a long time to come. And now, we're not even focusing on it anymore. Later on in the movie, the gentleman who had the gold, and he started digging for the gold, he ended up sticking to one thing, which was life insurance. And he ended up making a lot more money than the first opportunity. Finding a path, finding a way that you can focus on will help you learn a way. Because if you can do something for a long period of time, you can get better, you can improve, you can learn, you can develop. You will start to see results over time rather than overnight. The most challenging thing there is to show up when nothing is coming from it. When you don't see any results, the worst thing that you can do is throw in the towel, because the results that you're looking for is so challenging because you can't see no results. You see, when I started a half a decade ago doing COVID-19, I started my journey, and it took me a long time to even close a deal. It took me a long time to even make some money. It took me a long time. And so when I got into this journey and started figuring out what I wanted to do, I was cold calling. And as I was cold calling, I was reaching out to people who was interested in certain deals and certain opportunities. And as I'm reaching out to them, some would say, "I'm not interested." Some would say, "If you get off my phone." Some would say they won't even answer the phone. And so as I'm calling, cold calling, people, cold calling is when you call people unexpectedly. So I'm calling people, but they're not answering their phone. And so since they're not answering their phone, it's like, it's just worth it. It's just worth it to pursue this particular goal. And at the time, I didn't recognize that you have to keep calling. You have to keep doing. You have to keep doing the work. I just had a goal. Or I just had a plan, but I wasn't following the plan that I needed to follow. And so one day, I was working with my buddy. And when I was working with my buddy back in from Little Rock, Arkansas, we ended up speaking to this opportunity. And as they were speaking, as I was speaking to them, It seemed like a great opportunity. It seemed like a phenomenal deal. It seemed like something that would be worth the while. And so as I'm speaking to the opportunity is so, it's so difficult for me to understand. Like, why is it taking so long? And so this one opportunity I spoke with, they not only was an opportunity, but there was a chance for me to follow up with them, communicate with them more, just be patient. But I didn't know how to be patient because nothing came. Nothing was coming as quickly as I wanted it to. And so when this opportunity came and I thought it was a great opportunity, I thought it was a great deal, I thought it was a great chance for me to make some money, it took me 18 months to make my first deal. It took me 18 months to make any money from that. And what I've learned during that time is that even though an opportunity might look like something worthwhile, it will take time to get the worthwhile, because many times in life you have to figure out the goal that you are working towards. And it's taught me a valuable lesson, because even if you don't accomplish what you are looking to accomplish right then and there, you can put time and effort into it so you can eventually make this opportunity a reality. Because opportunity turns into a deal when you're able to communicate, when you're able to follow up, when you're able to close them. And so I didn't fully understand those terminologies. You have to communicate, you have to follow up, and you have to close them. What it means is that you have to stay in constant communication with them. But you have to keep communicating with them. Then you have to keep talking to them until you close the deal, until you make the deal. This was so important for me because I had to learn the way. I had to learn how to speak. I had to learn how to listen. I had to learn how to understand. It was so challenging for me to recognize what an opportunity looked like because I wasn't familiar with getting opportunities. Life taught me that when you are pushing yourself, you are going to challenge yourself so much more than you could ever imagine because it's something that you have to do continuously. It's something that you have to improve on. It's something that you have to develop within because if you don't develop, nothing's going to come from that. Nothing's going to come from that. And the reason why that's so important is because when nothing comes from it, something is coming from it. Something is getting prepared to come from it. And I had to learn that if I'm going to create a way, I have to be willing to do it consistently every single day. I have to be willing to commit to it every single day because if I don't commit to it, if I don't pursue it, if I don't understand it, nothing will ever come from this opportunity. And it's so important because we have opportunities that we can accomplish. We just have to recognize how we can accomplish them. And this will help us not only accomplish them, but recognize how we can accomplish them. You see, the next point I want to hit on is that you have to have patience. Point number two is that you have to have patience. And that's so important because to have patience, you have to know that everything's not going to work out overnight. I remember when I was learning how to drive when I was younger, my mom, who was a single parent raising three boys by herself, she was teaching us how to drive. But the one thing that she didn't have was patience. She was so strict. Ooh-wee, she was so assertive. And so as we was learning how to drive, one, I'm scared for my life because I don't want to get in trouble. Two, I'm like, okay, if I can just do it right, if I can just get from point A to point B, we will be okay. You see, I had to have patience with myself and give myself permission to say, hey, you might mess up. You might not be good when you first start, but eventually you will get better. I didn't even prep myself. I wasn't even self-talking to myself. I'm like, I'm going to mess up. I hope I don't mess up. And so when I started to drive and I started to get in behind the wheel and I start to drive in different locations, I go to different places and I'm around the wheel because I'm driving. And as I'm driving, I have to have patience that I don't fully understand what I'm doing. I have to develop the awareness that it's okay for me not to fully understand. What matters is that I keep understanding. And so as we was driving in the car, I was behind the wheel trying to, like, be comfortable behind the wheel. My mama told me, 10 and 2, son, put your hand on the steering wheel, put your other hand on the steering wheel, drive it like it's 10 and 2. Like, if you look at the clock, if you look at 10, you put the left hand on number 10. If you look at number 2, you put the right hand on number 2. You see, many times in life, we have to be structured in the way that we pursue our path. To create a path, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable learning a path. Because the path that you are learning is unfamiliar to you. And this is important. Because in order for it to become more knowledgeable to you, you have to keep doing it. You have to keep showing it. You have to keep learning it. And I start to recognize the power of patience. Because I wasn't a great driver overnight. I wasn't a great driver the next day or the following week. I wasn't a great driver. At best, I was an average driver. What I had to learn is that eventually you will get good. I remember I was attending the University of South Florida, and as I was attending the University of South Florida, I had pulled into a spot. It was no car to the left or right of me. I had pulled into the spot, and I got out the spot, looked at my car, said, yep, okay, we good. So, When I get out of one class and I get in my car and I moved my car to a different spot because I went to go get something to eat or something of that nature. So I moved my car in a different spot. But this time, rather than no cars being there, it was two cars there that was like completely tight. I got in the spot pretty good. It wasn't no problem with me. Then towards the end of the night, when the class is done, the vehicle that was to my left was a little bit too close. And I just had a feeling that they gonna hit my car. I just had a feeling that they gonna hit my car because they're inexperienced drivers. They're learning how to drive. They're getting comfortable with driving, but this is an unfamiliar situation that they probably haven't dealt with. And so I knew that. I recognized that. I said, maybe I should move my car. Then I'm like, nah, I might have to walk further. It's going to make, hopefully they don't hit it. So I go in class, I'm sitting in class for maybe 2-3 hours, and I'm in class. After class, they say, okay, y'all good to go. I get to my car, and what it's called, loaded, something behold, there was a scratch on my car. I knew it. I recognized it. I understood where it was going to come from, but I did nothing about it. You see, when you are learning a way, you have to be patient with yourself because many times in life, you don't have. It's not the fact that you can't do nothing. It's the fact that you just don't know how to do nothing. You just have to learn it. I had to have patience with the driver. My car was the gimmick, was the example, unfortunately, but it wasn't a bad enough scratch. It wasn't a bad enough dent. It was just the driver or the young teenagers learning how to drive. So I have to not only give myself patience, but give them patience as well, because it's something that they're unfamiliar with. And when I learned about that, I said, maybe next time I should just park further, so I don't have to be the gimmick or the example for it. And so I had to be patient with myself. Patience is something that has to be developed. Because if you try to become an overnight success, have success so quickly, you're not going to have success as quickly as you would like to, because it would take time to get there. Patience is the virtue of life, because it's something that has to be built, that has to be developed, something that has to be understood. And it wasn't until I started to recognize the power of patience. It's important to be patient because it's important to learn. It's important to identify. It's important to create your way. Because as you are creating your way, you are making a way. But you can only make a way when you understand the direction that you are going. This is so important because it shows your commitment to yourself. It shows your will to pursue a particular goal. In order to keep pursuing a particular goal, you have to know that it takes time to hit this goal. If you're getting value from this so far, make sure you leave in the comment below, like, what is your biggest takeaway on patience, and why do you think it's important? I'm going to read the comments for a second, and I'll be right back. So, life shows you that when you have and make a decision for yourself, this is the beginning phase to something great. Because life is going to show you that you're doing something amazing. And what I've learned about patience is that it helps you evolve even quicker. It helps you evolve daily. It helps you evolve more than you can ever imagine. And this is so important. Because in order to develop, you have to give yourself time to develop. And I had to learn that life is going to show you different ways that you can that you can create a path. Because when you create a path, not only are you creating a way, you're creating a direction that you like to follow. This is so key. This is so important. This is so vital. Because to be different, you have to be a little crazy to accomplish a goal. I remember when I first started understanding the power of goal setting, I was in high school. And at the time, we had different shirts, different clubs. Like, if you lift a certain amount of weight, you get a t-shirt. If you get a certain amount of weight, you get a name. If you get a certain amount of weight, you get a title. And so there was like the 800 club, the 1200 pound club, and it was like 1500 pound club. I knew I wasn't getting to that 1500 pound club. I knew for a fact I wasn't doing that. Because that's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight. So we had to do bench press. We had to do incline press. We had to do power lift. We had to do squats. And I think that's it, if I'm not mistaken. So on average, 15 divided by 4 is 15 divided by 4, let's say 3.5. So 350 pounds on every rep, on every exercise that we had to do. So I knew for a fact I wasn't getting that. I wasn't even trying to hit that goal. But I was like, maybe that 1,200 sound more reasonable. That was like, okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to start with the lowest weight. It's going to be one max rep, which means you have one time to hit the weight. And if you hit the weight, you get the record. And so we was like, okay, cool. So we just started with the bar. Okay, the bar was easy, easy peasy. We did the bar on bench press. And with bench press, you lay on your back and you grab the bar and you push it up with your chest, push it up with your arms. So that's called bench press. And so he was like, okay, we're going to start with the bar. We started with the bar. I did the rep. I said, I'm feeling good. He said, okay, we're going to put fives on. Everybody get in line to do the weight, the bar plus 5 pounds, which is what, 55 pounds. Because you got 5 pounds on one side, 5 pounds on the other, and then there's a combination of 55 pounds. So then when you do one rep, okay, get back up. Next go. Next person go. So then we're moving up the weight. So we start with the bar. We go to 135. Then we go to 185. Then we go to 205. Then we go to 225. And so we're moving up the weight. And so when I hit 135, I said, ooh, I'm feeling myself now. I'm feeling myself now. So I hit the 135-pound bench press. And once I hit, I'm like, yeah, I feel good. So then when they say, okay, next we're going to do and add more weight to it. Every rep, you have to add some weight to it. It wasn't until I got to, I think it was 205, that I stopped right there because I couldn't do the next weight. So I was a little bit discouraged. I stopped at 205 pounds. Like, I was able to bench press 205 pounds, and I felt good about myself. And so then they proceed to say, okay, now, if you can't do it no more, get in the back of the line and just watch those that can do it. It was this one guy that did 345 plates, or rather, yeah, three on each side, 345-pound plate, 345-pound plate, and then now you got to push up. It was a guy that did one of those. I said, that's different. I said, that's different because I can't do that. You see, when you are creating your way, many times in life, you won't be able to do things that other people were able to do with ease. You have to know your limits. You have to know what you are good at. You have to know what makes you different. The last point I want to hit on is that you have to know your limits. Know your limit. You have to know your limit, because if you don't know your limit, you will be in trouble trying to compare your limit. I remember I got stopped for the first time. When I was driving, I was getting comfortable driving. I'm thinking I'm doing everything good. And so when I first got pulled over, I was nervous. I was scared. I was frightened. And at the time, I'm like, my mama told me, okay, whenever you get pulled over, make sure you put your hands on the steering wheel. 10 and 2, baby, 10 and 2. So just like the clock, you have to put your hand at 10 o'clock, put your hand at 2 o'clock. So I'm nervous. I'm nervous because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm an African-American male at a young age driving a car, but I had my license at the time, but I got pulled over. And when I got pulled over, I didn't know what to expect. So I had my hands on the steering wheel. I wasn't moving as much, and I'm asking permission to move. And so he come up to my car, and he say, you know you was riding in the left lane for too long on the highway. You're not supposed to do that. He said, do you have your license and registrations? registration. I said, yes, it's in the glove department. Do you mind if I get it? He said, yeah, go ahead. I said, I'm reaching in the glove department right now because my license and my registration is in my glove department. He said, okay, that's fine. I said, I'm reaching now because my license, my registration is in the glove department. He said, okay, that's fine. He said, you don't have to keep repeating yourself. I said, I understand, officer, but I'm just a little bit nervous. And so I pull out the glove department and I get my license and registration and I hand it to him. So I put my hands back on 10 and 2. Not only is my hands on 10 and 2, I'm not even moving. I can barely breathe. I can barely twitch. I don't want to move too much because I don't want them thinking too much. I'm going to stay still. So whenever my arms get tired, they just going to be tired because I'm not moving. You see, when he came back and said, okay, everything's good. Your record is good. He said, next time you get on the highway, make sure you just stay in the right lane rather than the left lane. So you don't get pulled over for being in the left lane. I said, okay, officer, I understand. I appreciate it. And it wasn't the fact that I was nervous. I was extremely nervous. And I was also cautious of that. Like, I don't need to move around right now. Like, I don't need to have the upper hand. I just want to get back home. And so what this taught me is that many times while you are creating your way, there's going to be something that stops your way, that gets in your way, that prevents your way. Because what happens is that you have to know your limit. When you know your limit, you can push your limit. Because your limit is meant to be pushed. Excuse me. And until you recognize your limit is going to always stop you because you are going to be the one to get in your way because you're not able to see your limit. Know your limit so you can push your limit. And when you create a way, you have to be willing to create a way by learning a way. Once you learn the way, you have to be patient with yourself, patient with your journey, patient with everything that you're going to do. Because what this is going to lead to is that you identify your limit. Your limit is something that you can push. And until you push your limit, you won't create your way. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how you're going to create a way for yourself and what things you're going to do for that. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. I love to engage with it. Let me know. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a review. If this episode really spoke to you, scroll down to the bottom and hit leave a review and leave a 5-star review with your honest opinion. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all next time.